For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News.
I'm Peter Rost. I used to work as the vice president over at Pfizer. That's the largest drug company in the world.
Well, Dr. Rost, I rail each week against the FDA and the pharmaceutical houses. Do you think part of that's justified?
We have an issue potentially today with the FDA getting a big part of their budgets directly from the drug companies through users' fees. And that means resources have been allocated to approve drugs rapidly, which can be a good thing when you have good drugs. At the same time, we don't have necessarily appropriate resources within the FDA allocated to making sure that drugs are safe on an ongoing basis and maybe even pulling drugs off the market when they're proven unsafe. And this has resulted in problems such as the Vioxx situation.
I don't know how else to put it, sir, but that we've been duped on occasion by agents of the government and certainly by some of the processes of the pharmaceutical houses, if you will, bribing of doctors. Your thoughts on that, sir?
Clearly, it's very important when you have a regulatory agency like the FDA that they are objective, that they only have science in mind, and they do what's best for the population, for the health of the population. Unfortunately, we have seen lately during depositions made under oath by senior FDA staffers that this is not how the FDA operates. It turns out that sometimes for religious reasons, for political reasons, the FDA commissioner has pulled the approval of certain drugs or new ways of using drugs because of religious beliefs. I realize we are far from becoming the Ayatollahs of the Iran, but hey, we're walking that same path.
You see, I don't trust the whole process because I observe that doctors and pharmacists each year kill about 100,000 people through, you know, bad writing or bad interpretation of a doctor's writing. The improper filling of prescriptions, and yet all illegal drugs kill about 3,000 people per year. There is, in my opinion, a lot of hypocrisy involved. Your thoughts on that?
Well, yeah, I think you are right. There is a lot of hypocrisy involved. There is a lot of politics involved, and not everything really makes sense once you start looking at the numbers.
Please note our guest this week on Century of Lies, Nell Bernstein, author of All Alone in the World, Children of the Incarcerated. Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.